This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the third time in U.S. history, the U.S. Senate has decided it will not remove an impeached president from office. ABC Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
On both articles of impeachment, the vote tallies were nowhere near the Constitution's mandate of two-thirds senators needed to convict.
He is hereby acquitted of the charges in said articles.
Chief Justice John Roberts closing the trial and ending an extraordinary 5 months that saw the Democrat-led House impeach the president before the Senate's GOP majority cleared him. Some Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, say it shouldn't have gotten this far.
This is an injustice to President Trump as a person.
For number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin, it's more GOP cover for a president who seems to enjoy blind loyalty.
There is nothing this president can do or say that rises to the level of blush-worthy, let alone impeachable.
Mitt Romney was the only Republican voting for either of the articles. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Reaction was swift, with President Trump's political campaign tweeting videos, statements, and a cartoon dance celebrating that he was vindicated. At a Women for Trump rally, Vice President Mike Pence said that Democrats had failed in their attempts to overturn the president's election.
Senate Republicans came forward. President's been acquitted. They've had their say. Come November, we're going to have our say when we re-elect President Donald Trump for four more years in the White House.
And Mr. Trump himself tweeted that he would speak from the White House on Thursday. Britain plans to develop a tariff schedule which will enter into force at the start of 2021 and will apply to goods from countries around the world where no other trade arrangements are in place. The government has launched a four-week consultation to help shape its new most favored nation tariff regime, which will be known as the UK Global Tariff. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden admits that the Iowa caucuses were a gut punch to him and the Democratic Party. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
After his lackluster showing in Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden says he's in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination for the long haul.
I'm going to fight for here in New Hampshire and in Nevada and then in South Carolina and beyond.
Some establishment Democrats admit they're worried about Biden ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire balloting. And now he faces problems in his firewall state, South Carolina. A number of black legislators there demanding Biden disavow comments made by longtime supporter State Senator Dick Harpootlian, which they say insinuated the legislative black caucus chairman Jerry Govan had been bought by Biden rival Tom Steyer, who hired the lawmaker as a senior advisor. Harpootlian says Govan had previously backed Biden until, quote, Mr. Moneybag showed up. I'm Tim McGuire.
The World Health Organization has appealed for $675 million to prevent the global spread of the deadly coronavirus, Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our message to the international community is invest today or pay more later.
Tedros says he understands that people are worried about the evolution of this unknown disease, but he notes this is not a time for fear and panic. He says it is a time for evidence-based action to end this outbreak while there is still time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One of the last survivors of Hollywood's golden age, movie legend Kirk Douglas, has died, AP's Mike Rossi.
He was simply an American original.
I'm not afraid of emotion. When I paint the sun, I want to make people feel it revolving, giving off light and heat.
Kirk Douglas, the intense actor with the chiseled, dimpled chin, has died, according to his family. He was 103. Douglas brought his dynamic, powerful presence to the big screen in more than 80 films, including Spartacus and The Champion.
People cheering for me. You're deaf, didn't you hear them?
Nominated for an Academy Award but never winning three times, Douglas received an honorary Oscar in 1996. I'm Mike Rossi.
The Kremlin said Thursday that militants in Turkey's zone of responsibility in Syria's Idlib province were continuing to attack Syrian government forces and Russia military infrastructure. A Kremlin spokesman said that there were no plans currently for the president and Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan to meet to reduce tensions in Idlib, but said that such a meeting could be quickly organized. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.